Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Halal Africa featuring Kimesha Dean. He's been good, and it's 15 minutes just before 1 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. On Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm now so awesomely joined by a beautiful queen, and that is Nelene Brewer. And we are talking about In the Beginning Was the Word. Nelene, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm so excited about what's happening. God is on the move in Pretoria, in Gauteng. Hey, God is doing things, hey?
Indeed, that's amazing.
Tell us a little bit about In the Beginning Was the Word. What is it all about?
Okay, it's a long story which starts with me. I started studying visual arts at UNISA in my midlife crisis, and I thought they were going to teach me how to draw and paint.
Yes.
And I'd never heard of contemporary art in my life. And anyway, I arrived at UNISA, and they wanted us to do contemporary art in different media, and one of the things was that we had to come up with a concept every year that we wanted to work with, and I didn't know what to work with, so I thought, well, I'll work with creation and evolution, and the lecturer got very irritated with me, and she said to me, I must get away from my grandiose concepts and start at the beginning. So then I was feeling very despondent. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Right.
And I started thinking about it, and what is the beginning? I thought, well, okay, now I must just work with the beginning. She said I must work with the beginning, and that's what I'll do. And as I started investigating the beginning, I realized that science doesn't really explain the beginning very well, because they say there was a singularity before the Big Bang, but the singularity is a point at which all the laws of science break down. And so that wasn't a very inspiring concept. But then I got to the Bible, and the Bible says, in the beginning was the word.
Yeah.
And it was such an incredibly powerful and beautiful concept that I then started creating artworks, which are pictures of natural organisms, but interpreted in scripture. And so that has now become the focus of my entire art practice. And so that's where it started.
In the beginning. We thank God for taking you back to the beginning.
Yes, absolutely.
And so this is how In the Beginning was born. But tell us about now the journey, where you have different people coming through to minister in word.
Okay, so what happened then, we own Huckleberries in Magnolia Dell. And for a long time, I've been aware of the children who come to the park who are very often from the inner cities, and they're not exposed to game ranges and places like that, like children from more affluent areas. But the park is a lovely natural area. We've got fish in the dam and frogs and birds in the trees and so on. So I started thinking, maybe I can bring the word into the park at the same way that I've been doing it with my artworks. So I created a series of artworks which show creatures from the park but interpreted in scripture. And so then my son, who's running Huckleberries at the moment, Dylan, he said to me, let's have an event to celebrate spring this year and celebrate the artwork in the park and so on. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. Beginning of spring, beginning of September. And it came to me as I was praying about it, International Literacy Day. Now, I didn't even know there was something like International Literacy Day, but it just came to mind. And I Googled it, and I discovered it's on the 8th of September. So this fit in perfectly with our idea to have an event. So we thought we'll celebrate International Literacy Day, but by celebrating the word, which is at the beginning of everything. And that's how this event in the park was planned. So we're planning to have an event where we have invited speakers in different languages. We have Setswana, Sepedi, Zulu, Ndebele, English, Afrikaans, and various languages. But we are going to have John 1, verse 1 to 5, mm-hmm. at least read in 15 languages, including Hebrew and Greek, mm-hmm. because the Bible was written in the Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek. Mm-hmm. And then we will have speakers in the different languages who will each bring a message on the 7th of September. Mm-hmm. In their language, and it will all be around celebrating the Word, who is Jesus Christ.
Wow, and Radio Pulpit is part of this beautiful, beautiful event.
Pardon?
Radio Pulpit, I see, is part of this beautiful event. We are so honored to be.
Yes, this is wonderful. Radio Pulpit will be there playing music and helping us to host it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about the
You know, I used to push my son's pram all the way from Sunnyside to Magnolia Park to watch the beautiful artwork and to be in that space. I must say, I love, because my son is a child with special needs. I loved when I was staying in Sunnyside. So my son would be himself. He would be so free in that space. I just love that. And so what can we expect as we will be coming on the 7th of September?
Well, the entire Word event is about the Word. So we have nothing other than the Word to present. And it's all about the Word this time. Maybe we are planning to have it annually, and maybe the event will grow.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, we'll start at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and there will be the speakers in the different languages, and
mm-hmm.
Radio Pulpit will be bringing the music in between.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will also be some literature. All Nations Gospel Publishers were kind enough to donate a whole lot of literature to us
mm-hmm.
that we will be distributing for free to whoever wants something. And it's free to anybody who is interested.
All right. And so if I would like to know more, find out more about the event, I want to be there, want to bring my family. What can I bring? I think they should bring camp chairs, right? When they come, bring their own camp chairs. And yeah, what are the important things I need to bring?
Yes, please. We do have some chairs, but unfortunately, we have no way of telling how many people they're going to be.
Yeah.
So if people can bring their own camping chairs, hats, sunscreen, picnic blankets,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and just come and enjoy the day in the park with us. And of course, the playground is there. So if the younger children can play, if they start getting bored with the long sermons,
yeah,
it's basically just to celebrate the Word and also the incredible diversity of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all the 11 languages, South African ones, and then Hebrew and Greek, as I mentioned. And then mm-hmm. we also have Pastor Shegan Olanipekun from Adullam Leadership Institute,
mm-hmm.
who will be speaking in English, but he will be reading the scripture in Yoruba.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Nota from Dorothea Mission,
mm-hmm.
who will be speaking in Shona,
mm-hmm.
And he will also be So we have those languages from outside the borders of South Africa.
Wow. Family, you can't miss this awesome time to just come celebrate the Word and be part of this awesome gathering at Magnolia Park. It's Magnolia Dell, 7th September 2024. And the name of the event is In the Beginning Was the Word. And it started what time to what time?
At 10 o'clock, and we think it'll probably end around 1 o'clock, but we're probably going to play it by ear, you know, if people speak longer or whatever, but it starts at 10
mm-hmm.
and then should finish around 1 o'clock.
For more information, where do we go to?
They're welcome to phone me, 083-556-9798. Or they could also phone Huckleberries in Magnolia Dell, and the number there is 012-346-4588.
I'm going to ask my queen to say the numbers a little slower so we can write them down again. Yeah? Yours, 083-556.
556-9798.
Mm-hmm. And the Delhi there, the Huckleberry?
Huckleberries is 012-346-4588.
All right. Your closing statements?
Sorry?
Your closing words?
My closing words? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and nothing was made that was made without Him. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Mm. Wow. Thank you so much for talking to us, my beautiful Queen Aline. We can't wait to see you on the 7th. We're left with just a couple of days. We will be there as Radio Pulpit, and we will be meeting Radio Pulpit listeners right there with us. Thank you so much for this awesome, awesome event.
Thank you very much for supporting us.
God bless.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.